This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're fresh off the Tab Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
So it was my 34th Christmas party at Tab, I think.
Wow.
It has changed a lot over the years, but always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis and I were very responsible, so we're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning.
That's right.
And it was great to have a nice Christmas party. I mean, one of those things that's kind of rare these days is a company Christmas party.
That lets you bring guests.
Yeah, that even lets you bring guests, yeah. And, you know, it's good to get together. So always a good time. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're still not able to broadcast down the old Facebooks there. It's not our fault. We're not Odyssey employees. This is a public service. We come in and do this for free. Happy to do it. But we still don't have that Odyssey moniker as far as being on the payroll, so we can't log into the WTIC Facebook page and broadcast as we had been in before. But they're working on it. Hey, we understand security. It's important. They just can't let any ding-dong access to their Facebook page.
I know.
So whenever that happens again, we'll be online. Also, please, we have a link, and we'll put it up again, to the Salvation Army. We know our audience is a dedicated audience out there, and if you feel we've helped you in any way, we're not sure if we have, but if you feel we have, and you want to kind of convert that feeling into some sort of giving, you know, the Salvation Army and WTIC have the holiday store, and we have a special link. It's a link that is purely for our folks, where if you go ahead and post that link and post a donation, it'll go to the same holiday store, but it'll be through our link, and we kind of see how our audience supports the Salvation Army and feels we've helped them over the years. No pressure, but it is the giving season.
Yeah.
So as usual and customary, we have some technology news. And Dennis, you want to start us off?
I would love to.
What do you got there?
Well, it seems they're having trouble at the old Alphabet,
yeah,
a.k.a. Google.
The chocolate factory, as the register calls it.
I can't get over their monikers for people.
I know.
And companies. At any rate, they're having some trouble with their Drive cloud storage.
Oh, are they?
They are.
Happens. I thought it's the cloud. You don't have any issues with that.
I know. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
But things do happen in the cloud.
So what's happening with Google's Drive? So wait a minute. So I've been working on a screenplay. I've got all the information, and I have it on there on the Google's cloud. They promised not to read it, by the way. And it's sitting out there, and then it disappears, is
yes.
what I'm hearing?
Uh-oh. Some files within a certain date range
uh-oh.
Are just gone.
Wow. That does
They're
sound
not
like,
there no more.
That does sound like a bad thing.
Yeah, it is. And the problem's been going on for about a week.
Yeah.
And initially, Google didn't really kind of admit to it.
Of course not.
But then they finally said, yeah, we're having some trouble and we're investigating it.
Okay.
And we still don't know what the problem is.
Right.
It appears to be an issue with syncing.
Yeah.
So if you are the kind of person that just put the files in their cloud and you get two of them on the web,
yeah,
you're probably not affected by this.
By this particular
bug. Right. It has to do with the syncing service that goes up and down to different computers.
So if you have it on your local machine and sync it up to the cloud, that's the snag.
That's the snag.
Yeah.
And somehow in that process, the files are going away.
Yikes.
And it turns out that there is a way to try to retrieve your data.
Your data? Oops.
at any rate, it looks like, you know, it's a hit and miss prospect.
Right.
And they still aren't explaining it. They still aren't doing anything to recover anybody's files for them.
Well, it's free anyways.
Right.
Unless you're paying for it.
Unless you're, yeah.
G Suite. I mean,
you can be on a paid plan. You can have a lot of important data up there, and now you can't get it.
Well, if you read the EULA, they'll tell you that they're not responsible for your data.
Correct.
They're going to tell you that over and over again. We're not responsible for your data. Most likely in the EULA, they're going to tell you it's okay for them to read your data. Most likely they're going to tell you it's okay for them to read your email.
Right.
So they can better market you, but they're not responsible for it. So what do you have to do? So, you know, at TAB, I mean, this is not a commercial or anything like this, but basically this is called Software as a Service, SaaS. Right. And basically people use Microsoft 365, they use G Suite. And they assume the data is going to be there forever,
right?
Because it's in the cloud, right? The cloud's it's there. Well, it's not, right? So in both cases, especially if you're in a business, folks within your business can either purposely or accidentally delete company data out of the cloud,
right?
And guess what? There is no recovery. You have a small window for recovery, but when the window is closed, which is usually a matter of days, the data is gone.
Poof.
So what you must do is back it up. Yes, you need to pay for another software as a service called a backup to back up your software as a service from one cloud to another cloud.
Uh-huh.
So you pay them and you pay folks like us to protect it from your people's mistakes or purposeful deletion.
And to protect you from the cloud provider. Company's mistakes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because they're not responsible
for
your data.
As in this case.
Yeah.
Because this is not an example of people deleting from their drive and then it gets deleted in the cloud. This is just the transit between the machines deciding to get rid of the file for some reason.
Exactly.
And it's just a disaster. And we're not, like I said, we're not getting anything out of Google about it, and they're not doing anything to recreate the data. So,
Well, eventually it'll get fixed, I guess. Maybe we need Senator Wyden there. Wyden?
Yeah, Ron Wyden, Oregon.
You need to get him out on this because he's going after Microsoft. He's going after all sorts of folks. So
he
seems to be a senator that's a little geeky, which is kind of nice.
Yep.
In other news, so we were off last week, as you knew. Yes, it's my wife's birthday, for crying out loud. Give us a break. I got to do some – I have to take some Saturdays off. Stop with the hate mail. Just kidding. You guys are fine. But we were off Saturday. And what happened here is this cloud went down. This is a CTF.
Wait, are you telling me another cloud went down?
Of course.
Oh.
So here's what happens. Here's the thing. So some company goes, and this is in the UK. Some company goes to your law firm and says, "Hey, law firm, instead of managing your own servers in your offices, instead of managing your own phone systems in your offices, instead of managing your own email in your offices, otherwise known as on-prem." They sold them the ability to go to the cloud and rent, guess what, somebody else's servers. And this company is called CTS and had hundreds and hundreds of law firms as clients that said, "Okay, I'll do this. This is a great idea. I don't know anything about IT, so I'll go ahead and chuck it over to these guys, this MSP in the UK, and everything will be hunky-dory." Well, guess what? CTS got ransomed.
Ooh, no, really?
They did. So basically, if you happen to be a law firm on these servers, your servers were no longer usable. So if you needed to do any kind of conveyance, you couldn't do it. If you needed to read email, nah, can't do it. Oh, if you needed to use your cloudy phone system, can't do it.
Ooh.
for weeks. This is still going on. So this happened a couple weeks ago now, and it's still impacting law firms in the UK. And there's this I'm trying to get him on. John Hyde, the author of this article from the Law Society Gazette, kind of talks about what law firms should be doing to vet IT companies. You know, CTS is an IT provider, and law firms were subject to an attack last week that triggered a crisis in conveyance practices. And basically, CTS says they have a service outage caused by what it calls a cyber incident, and we already heard about all that. And they're down. They're not able to actually do any kind of work because they've been ransomed, and they're just quote unquote the victims. And this article kind of says, hey, you know, what are you supposed to do as a law firm? You know, you're supposed to look at picking the right MSP, right, to do this. Well, criminals are targeting MSPs. The actual UK equivalent of CISA is actually calling MSPs risky because they're big, juicy targets.
Whoa, yeah.
And they're not wrong, right? I mean, that's why TAB calls itself an ASP, an actual service provider, but I digress. So basically, when you become an MSP, you are taking on technologies and you're putting all sorts of people in the same place. And, you know, these guys are saying you need to actually work on your due diligence to figure out who you should go to. Well, I'm sure CTS was fine until it wasn't.
Right.
Right. Just like Silicon Valley Bank was listed by Forbes for 5 years in a row as America's best run bank in the world. Literally days before they were being touted with awards of being the best run bank until we all realized they don't understand how to do banking.
Right.
Right. So and they're completely gone. How do you vet your MSP? Well, the issue is this. You have to think about, would you actually put your law firm in the same building as a nitroglycerin plant? Maybe you wouldn't.
I would think that isn't a very good idea, yeah.
Right. I mean, maybe that's an extreme, but the point is, you don't know who is doing anything until they finally go down and fail. You, the company, are responsible for your success or failure.
Right.
And kind of throwing your hands up and saying, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about IT. So we just trusted those guys and we paid them a monthly fee. And now you can't operate.
Right. And that's, you know, that's a law firm, you know, really not being accountable for its own data.
Correct. And it's not just law firms. It's any company who puts all their stuff in the cloud. Well, you look at ECHN, the whole thing there. All their systems are down across the country. They were completely ransomed. I would guess they're using some sort of cloud where everybody decided to put everything in the same servers because what could happen? Well, that could happen.
Yeah.
Elekta went down. We talk about this all the time. It's a cancer software where the cancer doctors in hospitals couldn't do their work because their cloudy Elekta software went down. You know what they did to get them right up and running?
They deployed on-prem servers.
They ran them out to their clients in droves to get them back up and running. Did they actually configure a backup for those servers? No. That's a whole other issue only because we know clients that they didn't do that for and we had to implement it. But that was their solution, on-prem servers. So what am I saying? Oh, Eric hates the cloud. I don't hate the cloud, all right? I understand how it works. I use YouTube TV. It works great. But if it goes down, my business doesn't suffer.
Right.
You know, it comes down to your responsibility as far as how you're going to operate your company. And if you sit there and say, oh, sorry, the cloud went down. We can't make phone calls. We can't use our actual software to actually produce have these conveyances occur. We can't send email. Well, okay, close up the shop thanks to your cloud.
Yeah.
There are alternatives. What are they? Bring in your own server, have it on-prem. Instead right. of being impacted with 100 of your mates out there and across the pond, you're not. It's just you who's impacted, which is a bad day if it's right. just you. But you were impacted because of CTS's failure.
Yep.
And my point is it can happen to anybody.
Right.
So keep this in mind when you're thinking about the cloud. Look at Finalsight. They had 5,000 customers go down.
Right.
All their sites were in the Google cloud.
They were stored in Google. Right.
And Google even talked about rapid restoration of issues. Well, I guess rapid is all relative when 5,000 go down at the same time. Right?
Yeah.
So think about this stuff, guys. I mean, you do not have to be beholden to cloud. Number two, the cloud is not necessarily less expensive. It tends to be more expensive. And if you don't pay your bill for the cloud, guess what they do? Like your water company.
That's another way they can shut down your business.
Yes. So lots of reasons to consider the pros and cons of cloud. But don't go crying into your Chardonnay when your CTS cloud provider goes down. You can't do any legal business anymore. Because you could have had a simple server in your on-prem offices, right? You know, near the water cooler or whatever you're using for water. You can be right there, down the hall, locked up, safe. It's your server that you maintain, you control.
Right.
And just a thought. Just a thought. Or somebody like us could say, hey, rent a server in the cloud and we'll take your money.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing that's going on.
We'll take your money to put your data in danger.
Yeah. And most likely there'll be a EULA that says we're not responsible for your data. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We have Ron and Nick on the line. Two lines open for you. And we're here live until 11. We'll be right back.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios, visit GetCarter.com. That's GetCarter.com. This is Computer Talk with Tab.
All right. A little ho-ho-ho, I think. It is the time of the year. So let's get right to your calls. We have now one line open. We're going to get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. And we're going to go to Ron first. He was on the line the longest. What's cooking, Ron? You there, Ron?
Yes. Hello?
Hey. All right. I can hear you. What's up?
I just purchased a Windows 11 laptop.
All right.
I'm going from a Windows 7 to 11, so this is totally new to me.
Yeah, isn't that great? How Microsoft does that?
Yeah. I haven't turned it on or done anything because I've been reading a lot about their setup, and it concerned me. I missed part of your beginning about the cloud and whatnot.
Hmm.
And from what I understand, you have to make a Microsoft account and be on the cloud.
Yeah, in general, you do. There are workarounds that will let you get away with not creating a, not logging in with an online account. I believe we've posted a link to that in the past. We can get it. We can get it to you again.
Right. Microsoft wants to make sure you chime in and check in with them before you use your computer.
Because I also heard that if you do set up a Microsoft account, that if you don't, you lose your internet, you can't get into your computer.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that it wouldn't allow you to.
Yeah, that. Yeah, how would that even work?
Because there's something out here. You got to do a password and stuff to do on your Microsoft account, which backs up. So if you can't get into your computer, you get to them, and that they put the password in for you.
Oh, you might be thinking of like a pass keys option instead of using a regular
password. That could be the case. Okay.
That might be. Then they do that. They have passwordless authentication, which I am using.
Yeah.
And it uses an app on your phone or on a tablet, and that's how it authenticates. And then there are backup methods to authenticate too. It'll text you on your phone or make a call. There are ways to, you know, make sure that you can get in if you need to.
Even if the internet's down.
And even if the internet's down, you can get in.
Right.
But if I set up a local account, I don't have to worry about that, correct?
If you do the workaround, yes. But so
I'd like to do it like the Windows 7. I never did a Microsoft account.
Need one for Windows 7.
Yeah, you did need one, yeah. So just so when you do workarounds like this, though, there's always gotchas. There's always some gotcha, right? So you can try it, and we'll put the link up there for you. But always just be aware that Microsoft at some point will put some gotcha in there that'll force you to do the online piece eventually. They make you conform. Resistance is futile.
Yeah, exactly.
You must conform. So keep that in mind. Sometimes trying to beat them at that game is not worth it. It's hard enough to run the Windows operating system. You don't want to cause any other snags just to get into it.
Yeah, it's because this is a big learning curve for me. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? They move the furniture all around. Everything looks different. And trying to figure out how to use this or how to use that from Windows 7 to Windows 11 is a bit different.
I was going because I looked at the thing and it uses USB-C.
Yeah.
Is much different than what I'm used to. I mean, I guess I need an adapter for
you might, yes.
For your what? Where do you want to adapt?
The plug itself.
Well, what is it? What is it that you're connecting to the computer?
Oh, for a flash drive.
Yeah, you would need an adapter for that. Yeah.
Yes. So like I said, this is all new. Now, there was something about Cortana. What is that?
Actually, I wouldn't worry about Cortana.
Yeah.
I don't even think Cortana is in Windows 11.
Okay.
At least I don't I don't recall.
I think
seeing
there was talk of them
it.
Removing things
and
like
it,
Cortana.
It is getting removed from Windows 10.
She was part of a Halo game way back when.
Right.
And Microsoft said, hey, Halo was a hit. Let's put Cortana in here as like an assistant of
yeah,
some
it was
kind,
meant
a virtual
to be,
assistant.
Yeah, it was meant to be an assistant to help you run the operating system, but they've got ways around that to do those functions in other products, so they're getting rid of Cortana now.
It was the new iteration of Clippy.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Was it Clippy? What was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you shouldn't have to worry about that. So you got some homework, Ron. I would fire her up. Let's get going, man. Let's start producing some stuff.
But remember to read the article first.
That's what I'm going to do. So
yeah. Remember to read our articles first before you power it up.
Yeah.
Because there are things you need to know before you start.
If you're going to do that option.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Ron?
That's exactly what I wanted to know because, like I said, this is all new to me. And I've been reading, I've been going YouTube videos and stuff. And
yeah.
It scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. It shouldn't be scary, but I hear you.
Oh.
So check it out. We got to go to a hard break, but we got the link up there for you, sir. And congratulations on your new computer.
Yay!
Yeah, thank you. And have a nice holiday.
Yeah, you too. All right, we'll be right back. So Nick and Ralph, hang on. This is Computer Talk. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are live here on this lovely Saturday, foggy Saturday morning this morning. And feel free to get online. And we'll do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted over to ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And it will eventually show up. We're not exactly sure when.
Sometime today.
Yeah, it just pops in there eventually. If you want it faster, and this is not some ploy to get you over to go to the Facebooks, but we do have the Computer Talk with Tab Facebook network kind of thing, the listener network. You can join that group and ask questions within the group too. And it's a great group of like 500 folks plus there that are part of that, and the links get posted there for you as well.
Yeah, and there's been a little bit of discussion over there just in the group, you know, people asking questions, fielding ideas. It's cool.
So check that out. And let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Nick in Enfield next. What's happening, Nick?
Hello.
Hello.
This has happened. I've had something happen to me a couple times recently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so in different places.
Yeah.
So what one was with a cell phone company. I went in to apply for a discount, and another was to sign up for a webinar.
Okay.
I start with the online application, name, address, all that, and then it wants an email address.
Yeah.
A window pops up. It wants an email address and then password. And I get paralyzed at that point because I've been listening to your show.
Good.
And then I stopped the process. So with the cell phone company, the guy was, oh, all right. If you don't want to do that, I can do a workaround. But with the webinar, I never signed up. I didn't see a little padlock at the bottom to indicate it was safe. I didn't know what to do. So I just ended the process.
Well, it's a great question. So, Nick, I don't think they're actually asking for your email password. They're asking you for you to create one for their service.
Yeah, it sounds like you're creating some kind of an account.
Right.
That's going to be anchored to your email address, and then you're going to just supply a password for it.
Right. So, but it's good to be paralyzed there, and here's why. So when you go ahead and log in and create those accounts, you know, you're going to be, you know, Nick at whatever, and... Right. And then you're going to create a password. Now, if you're using the same password that you're creating for others...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Services, then you could be making an error, making a mistake. Mm-hmm. And hey, Caroline, I can't hear myself anymore. Then where she touched something. So you could be making an error by doing that. Can you hear us, Nick?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Something happened to my headphones.
Well, my headphones are working.
Okay, good. Maybe it's my ears.
It's just you.
It's just me. So here's the thing, right? So when you use the same password, then the bad guys, if they hack into that whatever you're doing, the cell phone company, which have been hacked numerous times, right, or the other company, and they're like, oh, I see Nick likes to use this password of ice cream. Well, let's see if I can try Nick's password over here. So that's the only thing you got to be careful with. They're not asking you for your email password. Now, if you happen to use your email password thinking that's what they're asking for, that's even worse, right? Because now the bad guys, if they hack that account, might try that password, and that's like the keys to your kingdom. Your email is the most important thing. So I think that's what's going on there.
Okay. All right.
So it's safe. It's safe. Just use different passwords, complicated passwords, write them down in a little index card.
Yeah, if you want, use a password manager that will generate one for you, or you can go to a website that will generate passwords. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yep. Or you can use what's called a passphrase.
Right.
You know, something you could do it in relationship to what you're logging into. So there's some sort of trigger in your mind. However, if you start using patterns, the bad guys will notice this. Oh, Nick likes to say, you know, I hate cell phone companies! ! Or whatever it might be as you log into your cell phone company. So, you know, the bad guys have time to try to figure you out.
Yeah, they have nothing but time.
Yeah. So you're good to be hesitant, but in this case, I don't think it was anything to worry about.
No.
Yeah, I've got a file of 3x5 cards.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's the ultimate password manager.
Not hackable.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. And, then that was a good question, too, because you can get kind of confused. Are they asking me for my email password? They want my email address, and then they ask for a password, but they don't tell you what password it is.
Yeah, a while back I was doing something similar, and it was ambiguous.
Right.
It didn't really tell me exactly what it was doing on the screen.
So it's normal. Let's go on to Ralph and Vernon. What's happening, Ralph?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I work for a large engineering company right now, and I'm about to leave them and become a 1099 contractor.
All right.
And I'm presently using a Dell laptop, which I like.
Yep.
It's small.
Mm-hmm.
And I run it through a dock.
Yep.
And I rock two 32-inch monitors.
You rock them, huh? I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
An HDMI.
Yep.
And I'm looking for a recommendation on a laptop.
Yep.
That would not be a doorstop in a year.
Now you're leaving an engineering company, right? So were you doing any work with?
No.
Okay.
No, I am not an engineering geek.
All right. So no
construction. I'm a construction guy.
All right, no Revit, no SolidWorks, none of that kind of stuff.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
So I'm wondering. You know, I'm looking at like Gen 4 i5.
No.
Driven.
No.
No.
The reason you said Gen right when you started with Gen 4, we're at Gen 13.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gen 13 is current.
So when you start looking at Gen 4, it's probably at some big box store.
That would have to be like 8 years old.
Yeah, like a
more.
Discount warehouse. And you're not going to, and they're pricing it though as if it's current, but it's a little discounted current. You know what I mean? So that'll put you in the back. That'll do exactly what you said. It'll put you as a doorstop because lots of the newer operating systems won't work properly with those generations of processor.
Okay.
So stay away from that.
So what processor should I be looking at? Should I go to an i7 or?
See, it's not the I. It's the gen. Gen stands for generation.
I see. Okay.
All right. That would be the greatest generation flavor of laptop, whereas Gen Z, which is the latest generation, would be like a 12th gen or a 13th gen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without the attitude.
You're going to be looking for 12th or 13th gen.
Right. I mean, I'd rather have a greatest generation processor that if it didn't have the analogy is kind of funky. But look for a Gen 12, 13, and you'll do fine. i5, i7, i5 will be fine.
Yeah.
i5, yeah. Okay.
16
and then,
gigs.
So if I cannot find a solution for connecting to HDMI
monitors so you can rock them.
is there an off the shelf solution out there that will work?
I'll tell you, look at the HP EliteBook line of laptops. You'll do well there. Make sure you get the metal case ones, not the plastic ones. And there are what are called docking stations that will allow for you to plug in a USB-C into the laptop, and then you'll have the ports on the back of the dock. Hopefully they're both HDMI. If not, you'll have to adapt them to your monitors or vice versa. But the docking station is designed to allow you to connect multiple monitors into your single USB-C interface of your laptop. And hopefully charge your laptop too, if you can get that benefit. Sometimes it works that way and sometimes it doesn't. And there are universal docks out there if HP doesn't have any, which has been a problem all through COVID. They're starting to get better of having the docks available now, but there are universal docks out there too that will work with most laptops.
So you're saying HP? Do you not like Dell?
So yeah, I don't like Dell, and so it's not fair, right? I'm going to recommend the cat food that we sell, right? I mean, it's something we've had good luck with. Now, could HP turn me off sometimes, sure. So you can look at Dell too. It's not a bad company. So they're another option for you if you like Dell, but it's just something that I lean toward, you know, in the same way I lean toward maybe a Japanese vehicle versus an American vehicle. Same idea, right?
Sure. Yeah, I get it. It's a personal preference.
Yeah, and it hasn't turned me down. I've never, like, with my vehicles, I just changed the oil and the tires. That's it. Never had a problem.
I got you. So now, you know, our company has a tremendous IT security program.
Yeah.
It's super.
All right.
You know, it's a national thing, and they're really on top of it.
All right.
And we're using Palo Alto for VPN.
All right.
I haven't looked at Palo Alto, the cost for Palo Alto, but I have to run a VPN. So
as a 1099, you're going to VPN into your former company. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just going to run a VPN.
Okay.
As a matter of course.
Then I would tell you to look at Proton.
Proton?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
That's a good alternative.
Well, what do you think of Palo Alto?
Oh, Palo Alto is fine. It's an enterprise grade technology. They have enterprise grade firewalls. But again, a VPN in the case of Palo Alto would be more designed to connect. It'd be an SSL VPN designed to connect to the actual appliance at the client site, not just a VPN in general per se. So it wouldn't be something that we would see commonly used just to connect to the internet. That's where Proton would come in.
Proton, okay. Yep. All right. And what does Proton cost, do you know?
Not a lot. Don't hold me to it, but I want to say like $50 a year or something like that. It's not too expensive.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's very inexpensive. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't move a needle that I've seen.
All right. Any other recommendations?
Yeah, you want to make sure you configure OpenDNS, right? We always talk about that. That way you're going to be surfing more safely. So you get your VPN going, you're connected to the internet securely with OpenDNS, and then, of course, you're going to use Windows Defender for your AV, and you'll be in good shape.
And what about operating system?
You're going to end up with Windows 11.
Okay. All right. If I find a box out there with 10 Pro, is it, you know.
It'll be an older gen. It'll be an older gen if you find a 10 Pro out there, right, Dennis?
Yeah. Yeah, that would, if you're seeing anything with 10 in it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Just flat out don't buy it.
My antenna should go up if there's 10 Pro on it, right?
Yeah. It's going to be an older gen. It's going to be something that's sitting around for a while. Because 10 Pro is going, or 10 in general, is going to be end of life in October of 2025, from what I've read so far.
Right. See, you'd only have 2 years with that operating system as it is.
Before you could upgrade, if the processor in that particular older box would allow you to upgrade to 11, because that's another issue.
Yeah. So is 11 much different than 10?
No.
Not very.
They move the start button to the middle.
There are cosmetic differences, but the guts of it are virtually the same.
Yeah.
All right, there wouldn't be a culture shock with me working with 11.
No. All right.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your expertise.
Our pleasure, and good luck on your new venture.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so he's going to be taking off and VPNing away. So we're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to your calls. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842. We appreciate you calling in on this foggy Saturday morning here in New England, wherever you might be calling from. And so, Ed, hang on. Three lights open. We'll be right back. All right. So we are back. And let's take your calls. Feel free to get online. We're here till 11 o'clock. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're going to go to Brimfield, Massachusetts, and Ed. What's happening, Ed?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I was wondering, every time that my computer froze for whatever reason, I would have to reboot. And the only way I could do that was I would unplug it, detach the battery, and that removes all power, and then I could reboot no problem.
No problem.
the problem now is
Every
new computer I look at, you cannot detach the battery. So if it's frozen, the buttons do nothing, I can unplug it, but I can't detach the battery, so it won't shut off.
Don't you wish Ed was like the most typical user we've had, if he's willing to go through that process every time? Every time my computer stops working, I have to unplug detach the battery. You're the best user I've ever heard.
I only do that if nothing works. I mean, it's in the past, it froze. I try all buttons, nothing works. So I have to turn off power and reboot, which is easy. But if you can't detach the battery, like on a new computer,
what do you do?
What do you do?
Well, what you do is you expect the computer not to freeze. That's what I'm getting at.
But if it does.
Yeah, if it does, you just take it with a hammer. No.
Press and hold the power button down until it goes off.
Right. That discharges it.
Oh, okay. Just hold the power button down. Keep it down.
Keep it down until it goes off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's even easier. I'll probably do that next time.
Anyway. But okay, remember, this is not something you should be doing all the time, though.
No, this is literally
like four times in my life.
Oh, okay.
So it's rare.
Okay. Gotcha. So you're just worrying about it in the future if it ever happened again. That's fair enough.
I'm looking to buy a second computer, and I say, oh, this is strange. I'm not going to take the computer apart to take the battery out.
No.
So I figured, okay, just hold the power button down. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm going to say that's the nicest computer user we've ever come across lately. When it freezes.
He's thinking ahead.
Yeah. When this thing freezes and I can't use it and it's a paperweight, what do I do? yeah. We'll have clients that will call in for much, 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 much less than that. So as we wait for your calls, feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll bring a little bit of news back up. And I don't know. I've not done this. I don't know if you've done this, Dennis, but 23andMe. You heard of 23andMe?
I have heard of it, yes.
DNA testing company.
Right.
And they were recently hacked and talked about it. And they thought that basically the bad actors, back on October 1st, that they made the bad actors claimed that they were in possession of an information file of 23andMe users. And it turns out they have not just 4 million records, they have 7 million people's information.
Whoa, how did 4 million become 7?
Well, you know, counting. It's a rounding issue. No, basically the bad guy got in there and took all this information, and there's multiple class action lawsuits now that have been filed, anywhere between $1 and $2 million, because people are like, hey, the bad guy's got my DNA information. What could happen there, right? I mean, we've all seen the movie Gattaca. Something can go wrong, right? But again, it comes down to, again, these folks, the way they were actually breached, 23andMe was breached due to what's called a credential stuffing attack. And so credential stuffing is basically where you try username and password combinations that are known. Known by who, you ask?
Ooh,
well,
really?
Yes. They're known by the dark web because you use the same username and password somewhere else. So someone who worked at 23andMe who had access to the system used the same password that they're using to log into their work system.
Oh.
Right?
Really?
Somewhere else. Yeah,
oh,
it's credential stuffing.
Oh, man.
So they put that password in, and lo and behold, they got in. Of course, two-factor authentication wasn't turned on, obviously.
Obviously not.
That would have stopped them. So it's back to, you know, why do these companies, they take our data, they stick it out there, and you can do a password stuff to get the information right out. And we're willing, I mean, I don't know. It's just this day and age, you just shake your head. And now the bad guys has got all sorts of information about your DNA. Now, what are they going to do with it? I have no idea. But definitely there's some people who are upset about it. And so if you're part of 23andMe password breach, I guess you can join class action lawsuits to say, hey, you lost my data. And again, another example of not using the same password on other sites.
Right.
Especially ice cream. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.